Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
We're going to talk about something today that a lot of us have dealt with. Maybe we don't even realize that we've gone through it, and we're talking the T word. That would be trauma. It might be something that you went through as a child that you didn't even realize that it was a traumatic experience, but it's shaped your life the way it is now. And we're going to work through that and find solutions for you. She's an ancient wisdom energy healer, transitions coach, ceremonialist, and so much more. Andrea Dragonfly joins us again. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Good to have you back on with us. And
great.
I'm glad we're digging into this because I can just everybody in my circle has been through something that would be, I think, under the category of trauma. What are some of the things that you would call trauma?
Yes, that's a really good question, Steve. And I think that we oftentimes have a lot of different types of life experiences that we may not necessarily recognize as a trauma that has come into our lives. And it's really about the level of intensity on how an experience affects us. And so some of those traumas, and we can just start with the alphabet, with A, right? So we can look at abuse. And abuse can show itself in so many different ways. And we know through our culture and through all of our psychology and whatnot that we have, we have physical abuse, which can certainly just really be something that we are exposed to within our families. Some people were raised in a very physically violent environment. Other times that we can find that in partnership and some very unhealthy, toxic types of partnerships. And then also we can just be assaulted, and throughout life, and whether that is just even being in junior high and being bullied and physically, beaten up, or, that can certainly be a trauma that we carry with us. We also have sexual traumas as well. And that is, we can even see that as a war tactic in some cultures and whatnot. And so, sexual trauma is a really big one, and a lot of people, a lot of women in particular, really struggle with this one throughout their lives, and really being able to struggle with ever being able to trust. This is a big trust piece. This is a big self-worth piece. Sexual trauma can really show up with a woman holding, and it's not just a woman, anybody who has had sexual trauma can really hold a lot of shame. And so these are some of these underlying traumatic, energies that are really imprinted into our energy field. We also have both emotional and mental traumas. And I like to put these together. They kind of work within each other. Of course, they can be very different and they're very separate energies. But just the emotional trauma of not being able to feel or receive, the love of safety, of family, of the love from a parent, or the emotional trauma that we might get from a partnership that, again, is unhealthy and is manipulative or whatnot, where we are really kind of just struggling for just, acknowledgement. Most of what we want in this world as human beings is to really be seen and heard for who we are. What is our life expression? And so when we are not being acknowledged or validated within our relationships, whether that is within the familial relationship, and we talked a little bit about ancestral karma, and this can show up within that karma even, but it also can just show up in other ways. It doesn't always have to be karmic. It can just be what we're drawing in, what we're learning from within these experiences. And then mental traumas, there are certainly people out in the world that are, we've also heard of the word gaslighters, and we've heard of people who are, just mentally beating people down, even in the work environment. And it can be pretty traumatic for people experiencing this, because it's not really, they're not being seen and heard for who they are. Really, it's the person that is it's the person who is giving out this energy that is the one that is the most wounded here, right? And so oftentimes people who are receiving the other end are being traumatized by the person, the perpetrator's actual wounds themselves. They're just trying to find another way of moving that through them. And so, you know, like energy, you know, perpetuates like energy sometimes. And so this is a way, an outlet for the wounded to get their wounds out by wounding others, right? So we can also see that, and that we can see within mental traumas.
You've identified a whole bunch of things here and gone from even childhood, like bullying. We might not even realize that that is a trauma and that stays with you, and that can beat on your self-esteem and your self-confidence. But now we're into talking about somebody who, let's say somebody's manipulating somebody else, gaslighting, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. So, Andrea, you're saying somebody's negative energy is being pushed on to somebody else and they're absorbing that energy?
Absolutely. Exactly. And so the level of trauma is about how a person is receiving that. If a person has strong self-esteem, strong identity, strong self-worth, that person's going to be like, yeah, no way. Sorry. You're not going to be able to do that to me, right? And so that's where we definitely have strong individuals saying no. And so in some situations, a person, you know, will lash out and be, you know, very aggressive. And how that person receives it, the recipient of that communication, how they receive it will be based on whether that was traumatic or not. And so these are signs that if the person is like, ooh, that really hurt, you know, then there's a trauma that is in the energy field that may have originated earlier on in childhood, and it's an opportunity for us to overcome this, to be, you know, usually, you know, I say we're at the effect of our situation, we're at the effect of our traumas. And so it gives us an opportunity to overcome. And if we don't overcome it, these traumas or these experiences, especially if we're talking about bullying, because you could be bullied when you were 12, and then you could be bullied again when you were in college, and you could be bullied again in the working environment, right, by the people, by the peers. So if you just have this energetic where, hey, I've experienced bullying a lot in my life through these different parts of my life, then there's an opportunity for us to look at the energetic imprint and say, okay, let's work with this. How can we move you through and become empowered rather than disempowered by these engagements? And so some, you know, because we all have very unique energetic imprints. We all have very unique, you know, wounds. I feel like each one of us is a masterpiece within our energy imprints, right? Because we're all very uniquely different. And these are just the abuses that we can, you know, that we come into contact with throughout our, would be classified as abuse as we walk through life. Because we can also have other types of traumas like accidents, car accidents, any type of recreational accident, skiing, you know, boating, work-related accidents, you know, labor, where, you know, somebody's, you know, had gotten hurt by machinery, whatever that might be. So these accidents are also a trauma that we hold within our energy field after we've gone through it. And especially if we were in the hospital, if we've had surgery, if our bodies, you know, were broken in certain, you know, ways that we were really, you know, traumatized by that. And so we want to go back into those places and clear the memory of that energy that holds us in fear from ever driving in that part of town again where that, you know, really nasty accident happened, or ever, you know, getting back up on the horse again. You know, we talk about how when you fall off the horse, get back up on it. And so this is another version of that, but it's a way of us recognizing that these energies get stored, like as a memory, within our energy field. And unless we go back in there and really work with them to clear them out, these accident energies are always going to play a fear role in the background of how we work or operate within our everyday living. And so this is another part for looking at trauma. Sure.
So, Andrea, would you say that we've been programmed with that trauma, now it's in our subconscious, and we're not really going to move forward until we purge that out or do something about it?
Yes. And of course, we can always move forward little bits at a time, but people who have experience extreme, intense traumatic experiences like that, really need that extra help, that shift. So I'm not saying that every person can't overcome their trauma. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that there are people that are really at the effect of it and can recognize, like, oh, yeah, every time I get behind the car, behind the wheel, I start to have these, very intense reactions of, what's happening within my somatic body even, and how I'm feeling. And so those are clear signs that there's something in there that we can work with to pull out so that energy isn't following us throughout our life, because it will show up in very different ways.
So what's the next step? Like, let's say you've identified a trauma, like maybe somebody's listening and they realize, oh, wait a minute, I did have a car accident and it's impacted me in terms of even confidence in driving. I knew somebody that was afraid to drive in elevated areas because of something happened to them in their car years ago. It was a truck driver, and they would put him on a route that would take him along a winding cliff. He couldn't do it. And he would explain to him, I just can't do that. And it was a trauma that was put upon him years before. But if you're in that situation now, what do you do? Do you pick out, a modality for energy healing to try and clear that trauma out?
Absolutely. And so really working with the individual to find out, okay, where's the root of this trauma, And is this trauma something that is very specific to this life? Because we also work with the energetic of, possibly having multiple lifetimes. So it could even carry from a previous lifetime even. And so working with that energy and really kind of diving into that space, looking at the fear, and we don't want to re-traumatize anyone by going into this space. But what we want to do is we want to look at it or witness it from the outside and see how it is happening for each, for the individual, and every individual is very different. And so really working on the energetic is working with the individual as to slowly work them through this process. And, sometimes the trauma comes down to fear. There's always a fear at the very base of this. It's this fear of death. It's this fear of being alone. It's this fear of, something. There's always, the very bottom core fear there. And so it's also like coming in and looking at that in a certain way where we can almost befriend that fear. And I know it sounds kind of interesting to say befriend the fear, but it's like we don't have to run from it. When we meet it eye to eye and we really get to look at what is the, what is the depth of this energetic connection, we can begin to clear that energy and move it. And everything that happens to us within these kind of severe situations also is a gift in some way. And that may also sound kind of silly.
No, not at all. I'm totally getting it. Make fear your friend. Somebody once told me too, you have issues with money. Have a relationship with money. Invite it to your dinner table. Pretend that it's sitting across from you. Have a conversation with it. And that will bring on eventually abundance. And maybe you have a fear of making money for whatever. Maybe your parents back in the day, we're always poor. We're never going to make that. That could be a trauma, I would think, in some regards, too, that impeded your ability to feel that you're worthy to make money and move your life forward.
Absolutely. Now, here's another piece to this, Steve, is that when we have certain traumatic experiences, we can also lose a piece of ourselves in that experience. And so, and one of the other ones that I wanted to mention, because we just really talked about abuses and accidents, is also witnessing somebody else's severe traumatic experience, which is what we would call PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And that very much is a real, experience for us. And so we also, when we're in this experience and something traumatic happens, there's a part of our soul that can be left behind. And there's a lot of different theories, different wisdom traditions will speak to it on different levels. But really, essentially what happens is that there's that innocent piece of us, that part of us that was not, tainted by the trauma, that kind of escapes and feels like this is not a safe environment for me to be here anymore. I need to, and we leave it behind. And sometimes we leave it behind at the scene of the accident, where the accident might have been, or sometimes we have left it behind in our childhood when we were little and we had an abuse that may have happened to us. And so within energy healers, we can also go and find these missing pieces. Because, we go through a series of life, and life's traumas can more or less really take a beating on us. And part of our soul purpose, our energetic, and the soul that drives us forward, this is our navigation device of joy and happiness and peace and ease. When we're having soul sickness, I mentioned this a few episodes back, is that there's something there that has happened that we can't feel or find that joy or happiness. And so we go and we seek for that piece of ourselves that went missing, and what was the trauma that happened that part of ourselves kind of got left behind. And so finding that piece, and we go, and a lot of the different trainings, much of the different wisdom traditions have very similar ways they do it, which is working with the energy field and being able to go into an individual's energy field and track that energy, go to the original wound of where that situation had occurred, and be able to find that part of that individual and bring it back to them. And so, but also when we bring that back to them, this is also that part where I was speaking about before, is about making friends with the fear and making it so that a person's no longer afraid of the depth of the experience anymore, overcoming that, finding personal empowerment through that experience.
Andrea, I would love to talk about how to begin healing using energy. We got to take a short break. When we come back, can we dig into that?
Absolutely.
Awesome. How can somebody reach you?
Yes, right now I could be reached at dragonflypassages@gmail.com. I'm working on the website, and that will be www.dragonflypassages.com, or that would be www.andreadragonfly.com.
Andrea Dragonfly is with us. We're talking about healing from your trauma when we come back.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-386-9945. 800-386-9945. 800-386-9945.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
She is an ancient wisdom energy healer, transitions coach, ceremonialist, and she can help you heal from trauma that you've possibly experience in your life, or maybe you're just identifying it now based on what we're talking about. Andrea Dragonfly is with us. So Andrea, if you're in that situation, let's say you figured it out. There's something that happened that was traumatic, and maybe you feel that it's holding you back now in your life. Where do you turn? How do you pick what type of energy healing is going to be best for you? Or is that something that you would do for somebody?
Oh, absolutely. And so within the energy healing, how one would choose to find someone to work with them to really overcome this is working with a person, like this is the ancient wisdom of the shamanic practices, you know, and this is the knowing that even if we go through and we have a psychotherapist and we're working with our therapist through certain types of life experiences, which can be, you know, very traumatic, we have to have a shift. Like we can think about it and know it and say, okay, I identified my situation. I know what it is. But I don't know how to get over this feeling. I don't know how to stop feeling this way. You know, so we get into those places. And I think that that's where a lot of people have trouble when they're working with their therapist is that they can't get beyond that place of identification. Now, how do I heal from it? And so this is where we work with the energetic imprint. How do we move that imprint out? And so finding a practitioner who works with some of the ancient techniques that can move through the energy fields and work with the client, work with the individual to recognize, you know, why this energetic is being experienced at this time. Like, you know, what do I need to learn from this? What did, you know, if a person's experiencing a wound from childhood that may have been about abuse, then maybe there's a self-worth piece here. And there's this healing energetic that comes with it. And a lot of this information comes in the field. We have our conscious allies. You know, we have the intelligence of the universe that is also working with us. It's not just me working with the individual. I'm just the actual energy stream that the energy comes through. So it's not necessarily me healing the individual. It's the cosmic conscious intelligence that is coming in to help this individual overcome this trauma that they've experienced in this part of their life, or that had, or maybe, you know, was it maybe when they were 9, or it could have been when they were 5 or 13, doesn't matter. But this is the shift that comes in that allows the individual to move forward and no longer be stuck in this trap. And then I, as the practitioner, help them understand that and bring that energy in, help them integrate this healing into their system so that they also shift the way they see or experience the world. Because now we're moving ourselves from a different pattern of how we operate. And so we want to move from how I've always done this into this new pattern that's going to have a mind shift connected to it. Hey, this energetic healing has come to you and we're working this and this is healing you. And now we have to move our minds to be in alignment with our body, with the energetic of our body and our, you know, our energy alignment. And so there's a whole process and really it's about the energetic field and working with my, you know, conscious, you know, allies that are, you know, we can just call it the intelligence of the cosmic universe. You know, we can call it many, many things. I mean, there's so many different names we have for this energy. But also just moving the individual further down, you know, now we've recognized the situation, we've called in, we moved this healing into the person. And the process is beautiful and it's different for every person. And that's why, Steve, it's hard for me to really articulate exactly how it all goes. And you could even go online and watch a YouTube video of a soul retrieval and you could get that information. But it's very individual and unique. Like I said, everybody's their own masterpiece. And so the energetic is going to be very specific for each individual. And, you know, so certain types of, you know, plants I might use, you know, the healing, maybe with rose, or it could be a lot of, you know, different tools may also be applied.
Everybody's situation is different. So you're custom tailoring to their energy and what they went through. And it's almost, you know, the best word I have is somewhat scary that the trauma you're dealing with could be from a past life, right?
Could be. I mean, we, you know, it could be a past life murder. Like, we've been murdered before. You know, like, there's all sorts of things. Absolutely. We've, you know, we're a culture of violence. And we look at our history, and there's a lot there. So, absolutely. It could even come from a past life.
So, if somebody's dealing with something, and they're not really sure what direction to head in, I mean, we've got a baseline now in identifying the trauma, and that energy healing works. I experienced it myself going through some stuff from the past. They reach out to you and then you direct them. Is that the best way?
So what happens is, yeah, we reach out, we talk about what's happening and we create a plan. And the plan is based on what feels right for them and what feels right for, you know, the situation. And then really we kind of sort of give it up to the energies of the conscious, you know, universe, the cosmic forces. And say, okay, and we can call this anything. We can call it God energy. We could call it spirit
universe
energy.
Sure.
Universal conscious energy. You know, however people most, we can call it the angels. But there's many forces. I mean, there's many energies there that are there to work with us in this. And so they're the ones, the beautiful thing really, Steve, is that when we become aware and conscious that we want to heal, the universe aligns for our healing. And that's what's happening.
We're out of time, but I just want to go back to something you just said. It's that the universe is, when you make the decision to heal from something, the universe will take it from there?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, in a certain way, we reach out, we find the people that are there to help us, and as long as we're committed to wanting to heal that, the universal energies will be right there with us to walk us through the whole process.
Gotcha. Again, give everybody the best way to reach you. Is it through your Gmail? Should they go? I know that you're working on the website. What's the best way?
Yes, exactly. So, Andrea, let me just restate that. DragonflyPassages@gmail.com. And then up soon will be Andrea Dragonfly or www.andreadragonfly.com or www.dragonflypassages.com as well. So, that'll be coming up soon.
Gotcha. Okay? Andrea, great talking with you. I really appreciate all the info. And let's start healing, everybody. Think about what this world would be like if everybody was aware of what they've been through and that there's people like you that can help them out with that. So much better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So nice.
All right. Thanks, Andrea. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
680 to 90-10-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.